我们先进入提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's proceed to the Second Timothy chapter 2.
这第一章哈、哦，第一章的第一章的十二节哈、哦，有两种翻译啊。
第一章十二节哈、哦。对。There are two translations of chapter 1 verse 12.
第一个是翻作他能够保全啊我所交付他的。
第一章十二节哈。For I know whom I have believed.
在下面。
And persuaded that he keep that he is able to keep that I have committed to him until that day.
啊。OK， 那第二种翻译是他能够保全他所交付我的。
The other translation is he is able to keep what I have committed.
他所交付我。
That he has committed to me.
Yeah。这个神交付保罗的就是这个纯正的道理啊。
What has committed to Paul, to give to Paul is to keep the pure words of God.
他这个职分要传纯正道理的职分。
And also, his appointment.
那
神 to preach the gospel.
神能够保守他，使他这个职分做得好，把道理能够传得开，虽然在大的逼迫当中。
The Lord and can keep him even he is in persecution.
这两种解释都有意思的。
These are two interpretations, translations are all meaningful.
我们进入第二章哈，提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's continue to work on chapter 2.
第二章的第一段哈，第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
我们先看第二节，然后我们再看第三到第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 1, 第三节。
第二节。
Verse 2.
好。这个哈，说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训，你要交托那忠心能够教导别人的人。
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit it to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
我们上一次有提到过哈，这个第二节一共讲几种人
？How many type of people are mentioned in verse 2?
我仔细看哦，第二章的第二节讲几种人
？Let's think about how many type of people.
四种人哈，对。
There are four kinds of people.
好，第一个人哈是保罗
，Paul，
他写这一封信的。
He wrote this, he wrote this epistle.
哦，所以第二节说，你就是指提摩太。
You refer to Timothy.
听见我所教训的我，保罗是第一个人，那提摩太是被保罗教的第二代人。
And from me, and then you refers to Timothy, which is the second generation.
那第三个人哈
，the third type of people, third kind of person,
就是提摩太所教导的那一个人。
Those who are taught by Timothy.
那第四种人
，the fourth kind of people,
就是被提摩太所教导那一个人所教导的人。
And those who are to be those who are to be taught.By those who are taught by Timothy.
Yeah, 这四种人哈。
These are four different kinds of people.
那我们仔细想哈，那个保罗为什么要这样讲啊？
Why Paul make this kind of why Paul make this kind of statement?
其实这个第二节就是在讲师傅跟学徒啊。
Verse two has to deal with the students and teachers.
所以保罗在训练提摩太，就是要提摩太好像是一个学徒，保罗要把他训练起来变师傅，也能够去教导别人。
Timothy is a student, and Paul want to train him how to teach the others.
然后保罗吩咐提摩太说，将来你所教导那一个人哈，你也要教导他做师父。
And Paul told Timothy that those who you're going to teach will become teachers.
使他也能够去教导别人。
So he can also teach the others.
所以这里保罗就吩咐提摩太这个。我们做圣工哦，要栽培很多很成熟的人，自己可以去独当一面来承担圣工的。
So Paul told Timothy that you know he should go to teach and train more people so they can become independent.
所以我们教会里面如果圣工只靠一两个人哦，忙得很，大家都没事情做，这个
church,
不是很健康的。
It is impossible rely on just one or two people to work. It is not very healthy practice.
啊，比方说这个慕道者来，只有一两个人能够跟他谈，其他都不会谈。
For instance, if two speakers come to the church, only one or two, we can only count one or two people to talk.
所以如果 insufficient. 如果照第二节讲啊，就是一个慕道者来受洗。
When a true seeker, a true seeker was baptized,
需要有一个人去跟进他。
And another person should do the follow up.
那这个人就像保罗。
And he is just like Paul.
那这个新受洗的就像提摩太。
And the newly baptized is like Timothy.
那我们就教导这个新受洗的，不只是叫他无他教育，不要犯罪，完了。
Not only we don't just simply telling the newly baptized to observe five basic doctrines.
那我们教导他有一个目标，就是将来他也能够成熟去跟进别人。
Our goal to cultivate and to train the newly baptized is they will also become they will be able to participate in sacred works to do the follow ups.
所以现在如果新受洗的由我来跟进。
For instance, if I try to follow up a newly baptized,
那现在新受洗的带一个慕道者来
，then a newly baptized introduce a true seeker to the church.
那照着保罗的讲法，不是那个慕道者不是我一手接过来，这个新受洗的本身不要做什么事情。
According to what Paul mentioned in verse 2, he doesn't mean that when a true seeker was brought by a newly baptized person.And he will bypass newly baptized and let the follow-up person to continue to work.
保罗不是这个意思。
That's not the meaning of Paul.
如果一个初信者带慕道者来
，So if a newly baptized person introduce a true seeker to the church,
那我们现在跟进这个初信者这一个人，要栽培到他本身有能力去栽培那慕道者。
Then our job is to train the newly baptized.To be able to do the follow-ups,
就是灵性能够一直在成长，他也能够跟进慕道者。
Which means that his spirituality can be uplifted, he then will be able to take care of the true seekers and to do the follow-up.
这个初信者去带慕道者的时候，他会遇到很多的困难。
A true seeker may encounter difficulties and problems when teaching the true seekers.
那我们就要跟这个初信的人常常有联络。
Therefore, we should always communicate with the newly baptized.
辅导他怎么样去辅导那个慕道者。
And guiding him and instructing him how to take care the true seekers.
所以这样过了一段时间，你又发现那个初信者本身也可以做老师。
Then after a period of time, then you will realize that.The newly baptized is capable to serve as a teacher.
他不一定每一件事情，慕道者的事情，每一件都会跑来找我们这个跟进的人。
So it's not necessary. Every true seeker has to be taken care by an experienced follow up.
因为这个初信已经成熟了。
Because now the newly baptized has been well trained.And is capable to handle the follow up work.
那这个就保罗讲这一节圣经的精义。
And this is the essence of verse 2.
那如果我们教会开始用这种方法来推动圣工
，If the church uses this method to pursue the sacred work,
变成一种风气
，It has become a common practice.
以后你发现了，每一个人都可以做跟进的工作。
That you then realize that then in the future everybody will be able to do the follow up.
因为他初信的时候，在跟进他的那一个人已经在训练他怎么样去做跟进工作。
Because in the beginning, a newly baptized person has already been trained to do the follow up.
那这个是我们应该要走的一个方向。
And this is the direction that we should pursue.
那以后每一个人在教会里面呢，每一个慕道者来，每一个人都可以跟他谈道理。
So everybody in the church will be able to discuss with the true seekers.
那这个才是教会真的正确的方向。
This is a correct way that the church should practice.
所以到最后每一个人都能够独立的来做圣工。
Then everybody will be able to take care the church works independently.
而不只是靠少数的几个人，没有这几个人就没有办法去跟进。
And we shouldn't just rely on just a small handful of people. What happens if they are unavailable? Then the church work cannot be carried out.
那要做到这一点呢，这个就是我们在出信的时候那个跟进的内容哦，需要有一套啊，然后有一套相当谨慎的内容。
Therefore, we should have. We must have a well planned. How to train a person to become to do the follow up job, to follow up work.
每一个人能够参与圣工。
So everybody will be able to participate in the sacred work.
那第三节哈。
Verse 3.
所以我们再来参考一些圣经节哈，以弗所书。
Let's refer to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
11节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
说他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音、有教师和牧师，在教会里面有设立各种不同恩赐的工人。
And in here, the Bible says that he himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
那这个不同恩赐的工人，他的工作是做什么？
And a different workers, what are the What are the assignments of different workers?
四二节,
Verse 12.
他们的工作就是要装备圣徒，让他们能够各尽其职来建设基督的身体。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the identifying of the body of Christ.
所以不是每一样工作都是由使徒、先知、传福音、牧师、教师把它承担下来，其他人都不要做工。
It doesn't mean that all the works should only be taken care by the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers. And other people don't have to do anything.
这些人的工作是训练装备。
And they should train and try to equip the believers.
然后大家来做。
Then everybody will participate.
这个是保罗的方向。
This is the direction of Paul.
就是全体动员，大家来装备自己，大家来做。
So everybody is mobilized and everybody will participate.
那我们现在有一些小区，然后我们又分开两个地方在聚会。
Now we have
第三个礼拜。
So now we're different districts, and there are two districts have services on the third week.
那我们试着从这个方向来着手。
And we try to work in this direction.
看有没有办法这样训练更多人，然后他们也可以独立来跟进，能够独立来做圣工。
And we'll try to see whether it is possible to train more workers so they can work independently.
让每一个人来到教会有事情做，每一件事情有人做。
So everybody will have a chance to serve. Everybody will have opportunity to participate in the sacred work.
不是说少数人很忙，其他人没有事情做。
And it shouldn't become a situation that only a small group of people working very busily, and the other people have nothing to do.
好，我们现在进入第二节，第二章第二节。
Now let's continue on verse 3 of chapter 2, verse 7.
好，在这个六节圣经节里面有提到三个比喻来形容基督徒。
In this passage, there are three parables to describe the believers.
是哪三个比喻？
What are the three parables?
三个比喻哈。The
three parables.
一个是精兵，一个是运动员。对哈，精兵。
A good soldier.
运动员。
Athlete.
农夫。And
a farmer.
这个是保罗在指示提摩太，你要接续圣工，你就要觉悟这三个，你就好像。 当兵的，好像运动员，好像农夫。
Paul tried to remind Timothy, in order to be a good worker, you should be like a good soldier, and also an athletics and a hardworking farmer.
第三节哈
，verse three.
要同受苦难，好像基督当兵的。
You must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
这当兵啊，大家有很多人当过，相当辛苦了。
Many of you ever participate in the military service. Is this a hardship?
所以我们做圣工啊，就要觉悟，这个是需要牺牲的，是辛苦的。
We have to realize that by doing by participating in the sacred work is very is a real hardship.
那第二个哈，在军中当兵，不将事务缠身呐。
And those as stated in verse 2, 第四节。Verse 4, I'm sorry. No one engaged in warfare entangle himself with the affairs of this life.
也就是说，生活很单纯。
He have a simple life.
我们如果要自觉要做圣工服侍神哦，生活越简单越好。
If we want to participate in the sacred works, we must have a life as simple as possible.
因为你这样啊，缠累越少，越容易专心。
If have less entanglements, and the better you will serve.
所以这世界上如果头衔挂太多，公司的职分挂太多，有时候你没有那个时间，有时候没有那个心来做圣工。
If a person are too busy in the worldly business, he will have no time to participate in the church work.
那叫那张当兵的人喜悦。
That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
就天上的神。
Who is God in heaven?
所以这个当兵的他提到三点。
Therefore, Paul mentioned about three points for a soldier.
第一个要受苦的决心。
He must have an endurance for hardship.
第二个生活要简单。
A simple life.
第三个要讨神喜欢。
To please the Lord.
这是当兵的角色。
These are the three requirements be a soldier.
第五哈。
Verse 5.
第五节哈。人若在场上比武，非赖规矩就不能得冠冕。
If anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless competes according to the rules.
那我们先看这个奥林匹克运动，好多人得了金奖也被拿走了。
We notice that in this Olympic game, a lot of people were awarded received the gold medal, but were removed.
没有按规矩。
Because they didn't follow the rules.
用的药这个就不算。
They use drugs, which is a violation of the Olympic rules.
所以我们做圣工就好像是在做运动员。
Therefore, as a sacred worker, we should be like competing in athletics.
按规矩
Bible says that he has to do according to the rules.
然后才能得冠冕。
Then he will be able to receive.
所以那个去参加比赛的都有一个目标，我想要得到那个奖牌。
So everybody has the same goal, to receive a medal.
那你在跑的时候，全神贯注就是前面，你不要回头看，回头看别人就跑过去了。
So he will just he will just a focus, and do not even look behind.
然后要参加比赛之前要很多的操练。
And of course, prior to the competitions, athletics, you must have a lot of training.
那操到最后，那变成你的习惯的一部分。
It has become a part of your life.
好，那这个就能够得奖牌。
Then you'll be able to receive the medal.
所以我们在看那个游泳的选手得金牌，他不晓得经过多少的努力。
Like a swimmer, he has been through a lot of tough training.
到最后，他跳水进去那个角度、那个姿态，已经变成他习惯的一部分。
The moment he jumped into the water, he took everything so naturally, he's become his habit.
所以就最能够得奖。
So he can receive the medal.
那我们教会也是这样。
And by the same token,
这个教会需要大家操练，到最后大家习惯了。
And everybody should be trained and has become a common practice.
比方说我们教会，我们常常在宣布说早上10:15开始聚会。
For instance, we announce the service start at 10:15.
但是如果我们聚了会半个钟头才来。
But somebody show up half an hour later.
这当然有的是有急事啊。
Sometimes it may have some emergency that you are late. Some unexpected situations or some unexpected situations.
或者说有这公路上挤住了。
Or maybe there is a traffic jam.
这常常我们都会遇到的。
And we encounter situations like that.
但是如果变成这个什么经常性的，每一次都这样。
But it has become a habit that to be late all the time.
那这个大概就是我们还要需要再操练了。
Then we should try to correct ourselves, try to regulate ourselves.
因为像运动员呐、
Just like competing in athletics.
要照规矩才能得奖赏。
He has to do according to rules.
那我们到教会里面来敬拜神了。
We come to church to worship God.
我们应该大家从 这个敬畏的心哦，能够在聚会时间之前就来到。
We should come with a faithful mind. We should come prior to the beginning of the service.
因为我们教会里面也有十一点聚会的。
In the church, 你说聚会的时间？
对对，各的教会也有十一点聚会。
Because each church has different timing. Some church start service at 11 o'clock.
也有十点聚会的。
Some church start at 10 o'clock.
也有十点半聚会的。
Some church start service at 10:30.
但是不管什么时候聚会，都有人很慢才来。
Doesn't matter, you know, when you start the service. If you start serving late at 11 o'clock, there's still late comers.
所以这样看起来，这不是说我们做不到问题，这是习惯问题。
It doesn't matter, it's just the attitude of practice.
所以需要操练啊，像运动员。
Therefore, a person should be trained, just like competing in athletics.
好，那第六节哈，劳力的农夫应该先得粮食。
The hardworking farmer.Must be first to partake of the crops.
这个农夫就是撒种收割。
Farmer, we sow the seeds and reap.
那种子就是真道。
And the seed is the truth.
收割就是人的灵魂。
The farmer will reap the soul of man.
那雅各书里面讲这个农夫要忍耐等候。
I said that in the book of James, a farmer should have endurance.
那等候春雨秋雨下来。
Waiting for the early spring and the late spring.
就是他尽努力去做，但是等到那个天上的恩典下来，就可以收割。
And he worked hard until the heaven gave rain and the earth produced its fruit.
所以这表示我们带领人信主啊，要祷告，有那个神的恩典从天上降下来，我们就可以收割。
And we should pray to the Lord and again, so God will send rain from heaven.The earth will produce fruit.
所以这有三个比喻啊。
These are the three parables.
精兵、运动员、农夫。
A good soldier, a good sportsman, and a hardworking farmer.
九节到十三节就在讲神的道不被捆绑。
From verse 9 to 13, describe the word of God will not be binded.
工人可以被捆绑，道理不会被捆绑。
Workers may be binded, may be confined, but not the work of God.
工人可以下监，但是神的道越来越兴旺。
A secret workers can be in jail, can be chained, but the word of God is not chained.
所以这个体验和这个看见我们做圣工不会灰心的。
If we have this experience, if this understanding, and we will never be discouraged.
所以有的人洗礼是几年前、十几年前人跟他撒种了，十几年以后才发生出来。
Someone spread the seed 10 years ago, but it began to yield maybe a decade later.
神的道不会被捆绑。
The Bible says that the word of God will never be chained.
那第二章的从十九节开始
哈。From verse 19 onwards
到二十一节。
Until 21.
就从十四节开始都可以。
As from yes, it may from we may read from verse 14.
这个是在讲怎么做贵重的器皿。
It describes how the person can become a precious vessel.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
在大户人家，不但有金器，也有木器、瓦器，有做贵重，也有做卑贱的。二十一节。
21.
人若脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。所以这个告诉我们，我们做圣工，我们只是一个器皿。
When he hears records that as a secret worker, we are only a vessel.
是被神所用的。
To be utilized by God.
所以这个工作做完，那个功德不在我们。
Other words, it's accomplished. It's not our credit.
我们只是器皿而已。
We are only vessels.
好像约翰说，他是旷野的声音。
As John said, he's the voice of wilderness.
他在传达一个意念。
He only preaching the truth.
但是他声音听完了以后看不见。
And after people hearing his voice, he vanished.
这是做圣工很难的一个操练。你把工作做完，但是我们本身隐藏。
It's a very difficult attitude when the person has his work accomplished. He hide himself.
让人来认识神，不是认识我这个做圣工的人。
And try to bring the people to know God, but not know the man who did the work.
把神带到神面前，不是带到那个做圣工的人面前。
We bring the people to the front of the Lord, not to the front of the worker.
那这也相当的操练。
And he must have a lot of training.
因为人在世界上做事情多多少少总是要留下一点痕迹，留下一点作为，留下一点名声。
While working on earth, man always try to keep his credit.
所以人
to maintain his own credit, or his fame.
因为这些原因，所以很多人很喜欢做一些事情。
Due to these reasons, man have to work very, man works very hard.
但是做圣工，我们只是器皿。
But when serving the Lord, we are only vessels.
那这个器皿先天的条件不太一样。
And there are different requirements.
先天的条件
The pre-requirements, preconditions.
所以有的是金的，有的银的，有木的木器的。
Some of them are vessels. So the ingredients are different. Some are gold. Some are silver.
这个是我们本身没有办法改变的。
That is something we cannot be changed.
你看神见证彼得的时候，他就是渔夫啊，他一些条件他没有办法自己改变的。
When Jesus chose Peter, he was a farmer. He was a fisherman. There's no way he can change his status.
但是神拣选保罗的时候，保罗就像金器一样，什么都有。
But when Jesus chose Paul, and he was like a gold.
但是到最后，神会用的人是谁
？But how would the Lord use a person?
那些脱离卑贱的事情，就会做贵重的器皿。23节。
Still in verse 23. But avoid foolish and ignorant dispute, knowing that they generate strife.
第二章21节。
I'm sorry, verse 21. If anyone cleans himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
那这样看起来，到最后神会用的人不是人看为有价值的人，神会用的人是神看为有价值的人。
Therefore, when the vessel is utilized by the Lord.Is the up to the standard of God, not up to the standard of man.
那这个神认为有价值的人就是灵性好的。
And what the Lord will feel that this person is valuable, is the person who has good spirituality.
所以脱离卑贱的事情，成为圣洁，合乎作用，这个就是灵性。
So if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor. It means that he has a higher spirituality.
所以这段圣经在鼓励我们呢，要做贵重的器皿。
So these verses teaches us to be good vessel.
那如果我们的灵性达到一个程度神一定会用我们，因为太缺乏工人了。
So if we attain a reasonable spirituality, the Lord will utilize us since there is a lackage, there's a shortage of skilled workers.
我们现在再看第15节哈。
Let's read verse 15.
说你在竭力在神面前蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
But diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth.
然后按正义分解真理的道。
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
这个按正义就是原本的意思来分解神的道。
That means they try to interpret the word of God correctly.
那正义照圣经来，我们从我们教会里面讲，就是以经解经啊。
Rightly dividing the word of truth means that using the biblical verses to interpret the verses.
所以有时候我们在有神的灵在感动我们，我们在看圣经，好像非常清楚。
If we are moved by the Holy Spirit. We can understand the teachings very clearly and easily.
好，我们现在看22节、23节哈。
Let's read 22 and 23.
这在讲少年人应该追什么，追求什么。
What a youth should pursue for.
好，然后23节。
Verse 23.
愚拙没有学论，辩论怎么气绝？
The Bible verse 23 says that, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes.
所以我们教会做圣工不要争论，这是没有用的。
And there's no, it's unnecessary for us, to generate strife.
那24节哈。
24.
这里在讲，主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
In humility, correcting those who are in opposition.
所以这样看起来，这个用温柔来解决问题是圣经的原则。
It's the principle of the Bible to resolve the deal problems in humility.
好，那进入第三章。那
那曾经就是 study was chapter three.
第五次的家庭聚会。
This is for the fifth section.
这里讲末世危险的日子来到。
But knowing this, that in the last days, the perilous times will come.
末日跟末世不一样啊。
The end day and the end times are different.
末日是主耶稣来的那一天。
The doomsday is the last day when Jesus is coming.
末世是主耶稣来的那一天的前面一段时间。
The end time is prior to the doomsday.
那末世有危险的日子来到。
The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times will come.
这个危险的日子就对守道很守道很困难了，就危险。
The perilous times means this time difficult for people to keep the faith.
那从第二节一直讲到第六七节，都是在讲末世的危险是什么。
From verse 2 and verse 7 deals with what are the dangerous things happen.
我们常常听到这个主耶稣再来会有核子大战哦，这个好像大家讲的很可怕。
It sounds very horrifying, especially when heard about during the prior to his second coming, there'll be nuclear wars and etc.
其实末世来的末日来的最可怕不是那核子弹。
But in the last days, it's not just the nuclear war that horrifying the others.
因为如果今天核子弹一炸，不要几秒钟，我们都死掉了。
If that is the explosion of the nuclear bomb, we all die almost instantly.
一死掉什么也不知道。
When you're dead, you know nothing.
那最可怕就是末日还没有来的那一段时间，那个道德的败坏啊，异端邪说的横行，这个最可怕。
What really is very frightful in the last days, is the corruption, is the corruption of morality.
因为核子弹是杀身体。
Because the nuclear bomb can kill, a physical body.
但是危险的日子是要杀灵魂。
But all those evil things happen in the plural time, and in the last days, will kill a soul.
所以最可怕不是杀身体，是杀灵魂的。
So the most frightful thing is not killing the body, but killing the soul.
所以就从第二节一直讲到第六七节。
And as we may read from verse 2 to almost verse 7, deals with all those evil things happen during the prayer time.
其实这有很多可以讨论的。
There are a lot of items that can be discussed.
我们家庭聚会大概会讨论不完。
And you may spend a lot of time to discuss on this.
人要专顾自己就是个人主义。
If a man will be lovers of themselves, that means he is so egoistic.
以自我为中心。
He is a self-centered person.
贪爱钱财。
Lovers of money.
一切向前看。
He will only focus on and what he's interested in is money.
衡量一个人价值跟成功的标准就是钱。
Using the money to weight a person or to evaluate a person.
整天头脑都在想钱。
And his mind is filled with money.
这个是末世的一种趋向。
And this is the trend during the end time.
钱变成了神了。
Money becomes God.
自夸狂傲。
Also boasters, proud.
人喜欢显露自己。
A man is so haughty, like to show off.
讲话都是以我都是这样。
And always try to boast for himself.
好像这个以赛亚书里面讲那个魔鬼啊，两节圣经节里面讲六次提到我。
Just like in Isaiah, book Isaiah describing Satan, six times he mentioned about I.
所以人讲话如果强调我这是现在不稀奇，这是末世的征兆。
The person becomes so stuck up, so haughty, just keep on mentioning about his capability. It is the scenario of the end time.
再来是谤读
blasphemers.
你看所有美国的选举都要丑化对方的形象。
And during the election campaign, they all try to ugly-ize each other.
是自己能够占对方占上风。
To blaspheme each other, so he can take advantage and try to win in the battle.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
那再违背父母。
Disobedient to parents.
就是到了末世来的很多人，很多年老父母没有人要。
And in the end time, a lot of elderly parents are ignored by the children.
忘恩负义
and unthankful.
就是过河拆桥
And once they gain the profits and they forget about what the others.
相当现实
And it's become very realistic.
拐杖用完就丢了
Once you take the advantage of the others, just you know, simply just forget.
所以把人当作利用的对象, 利用完就忘记了。
They know how to use the other people. Once they gain the profit, when they gain the benefit, they simply just ignore the others and forget about.
在这个世代如果要行爱心哦, 你只有一个原因就是我要跟别人分享基督的爱，只有这样方法，我们的爱心才能够行得下去。
Only way to show the love is to share with the others the love of Christ.
但是如果期待要我们受到爱心的人有什么回报，有一天我们一定行不下去。
If you always expect to be repaid by the others, and you will not be able to continue to love the others.
心不圣洁,
unholy.
哇，你看所有的电视节目。
And just take a look of the TV programs.
里面多少的事情,
a lot of brutality.
污染人的心啊,
and defining the human mind.
无亲情,
also unloving, study in verse 3.
我们最明显的感受在家庭里面呢, 两代之间好像不贴心啊, 那个距离好像很远。
Seems like in the family that the two generations are not attached to each other.
这个亲情越来越淡薄。
Men do not have a do not have a good family relationship anymore.
那不解怨,
unforgiving.
人一旦得罪一个人，一生关系没有办法好过来。
If a person offends the others, they become lifetime enemies.
那下面说不能够制约,
also without self control.
为什么?
Why?
要从小要什么给他什么。
A person always demand and since his young age.
只经历丰富, 没有经历缺乏。
He only he only experienced abundance, but he will never experience in the shortage.
这个下一代很危险啊。
It's very dangerous for the next generation.
只经历丰富, 要什么都有什么。
Because they always live in the abundant life and the luxury life, but they never encounter the situations of shortage.
那这个久了就没有办法自我控制。
But after a while, they cannot control themselves. They always demand and request.
那再来就是很多，我们看第四节最后一句，爱厌乐不爱神。Let's
read the last portion of verse 4. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
厌乐就是带来肉体的舒服。
And pleasure will bring the physical happiness.
但是不爱神。
But they do not love God.
主耶稣说，你如果爱我，你要遵守我的诫命。
Jesus said that if you love me, you have to keep my commandments.
遵守神的诫命，舍己背十字架来跟从他，这要牺牲的。
If a person wants to love God, he has to sacrifice himself, bearing the cross.
所以人喜欢肉体的快乐，人不喜欢牺牲，不喜欢受苦。
But the person only is interested in the pleasure of the flesh. And he doesn't want to sacrifice himself to love God.
所以讲到很有趣的，能够快乐的，很多人要去。但讲到要爱神、要牺牲的，不是很多人。
A lot of people are interested in amusement, but very few people would like to sacrifice in loving God.
那有敬虔的外貌，背了敬虔的实意。
The Bible says that they are having a form of godliness, but denying its power.
在外表上有敬虔的动作。
Outwardly, it seems that this person is very godly.
但是内心没有敬虔的实意。
But he has no real faith in his heart.
因为我们要达到敬虔的实意，要很大的牺牲。
A person has to sacrifice a lot.
所以很多人希望信了耶稣，不要改变我的生活，也能够得救，这样的福音最好接受。
So many people feel that he can believe in Jesus, but he doesn't want to change his lifestyle.
但是圣经不是这样讲。
But that's not the teaching of the Bible.
你如果进天国，要努力进窄门。
If a person wants the heavenly kingdom, he has to go through the narrow gate.
所以这一些都是末世的前兆。
And all these are the signs during the end time.
那接下去，我们末世怎么守道？
How the person will keep the words of God in the last days.
第十节开始就是要效法那些属灵人物的榜样。
And verse 10 tells us that we have to follow the manner of those ancient saints.
那十三节一直到十七节就是在要讲要以圣经做原则来引导生活。
And from verse 30 to verse 17 onwards, telling us that we should use the Bible as the guideline.
那这样，末世才能够道理守得住。Then
we will be able to stand first and keep the word of God in the last days.
这是我们两章的 这几章的圣经节哈。
These are the some of the essential teachings.
啊，我们查经哦，我们带领被安排带领查经，请我们一定要很充分的准备。
If you are assigned to lead the Bible study, you must be well prepared.
哦，那这样我们这个查经才能够很丰富，大家得到造就。
Then everybody will be edified.
啊，不是说没有准备，临时的读了，那大家随便讲。
We have to prepare ourselves. Otherwise, you know, we start the Bible study without preparation and let anybody to speak.
那这样
to voice the opinions.
这样没有办法从圣经的经义得到造就。
Then the believers will not be able, will not be benefited. From the essential teachings of the Bible.
还有就是我们最好查经不要超过一个小时。
And also, we should keep in mind that the Bible study should not, the duration, time duration of Bible study should not exceed 1 hour.
然后最后有差不多15-20分钟，好好的来祷告。
And we should maintain at least 15 minutes in prayer.
那有时候你查得太长，要祷告没有时间，2分钟就结束了。
If you spend too much time in the Bible study and without enough time to pray,
那你我们讲很多，但是没有祷告，也没有力量去行。
What is the use of that? You know, we know a lot, but without prayer and without the power of the Holy Spirit, and how can we practice what we have learned?
所以，我们最后一定要保留15-20分钟啊，大家迫切的祷告。
Therefore, we should maintain at least 15 to 20 minutes. In prayer.
也为我们那一区的圣工祷告。
And we pray for the sacred works in our district.